Okay, let's take a look at the week ahead in finance. And joining us on the line is Carsten Scott. Carsten is the Chief Business Correspondent with Sky News Business. Carsten, thanks for your time tonight.
Good to talk, Michael.
Now, next Tuesday, it's shaping up to be a pretty huge day. We've got the budget that's been handed down on Tuesday night. The Reserve Bank, a couple of hours beforehand, its board meets to discuss interest rates. What do you reckon? Are we going to see a cut?
Michael, I think they are going to feel that they have no choice but to cut. And that's a reluctant Reserve Bank for you, but it's also a Reserve Bank that's mandated to keep prices stable. And the fact is they are falling well below the Reserve Bank's both measures, both at a headline and an underlying measure. So on two key metrics, the headline and the underlying one, which stripped out things like the cheap vegetables and the cheap energy that you had the last quarter.
Yeah, the volatile products.
But other more broad-based declines were seen in the last quarter. And that will be a big concern to them because the worry is you go towards this deflationary and into deflation. You go into a deflationary spiral that ends up in deflation. So you have to nip it in the bud. You don't wait around.
Well, it's unbelievable that the federal budget could actually be upstaged by an interest rate cut. Won't it essentially make this harder for the government to end up selling its budget message? Because as you say, it's essentially showing that the economy is weak and this rate cut is needed to try and stimulate the economy. That's even though you've got unemployment at 5.8%, economic growth steady at that 3% level, and here you've got the Reserve Bank potentially cutting interest rates next Tuesday afternoon.
Well, look, on the face of it, yes, tick, 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 but on things even like jobs, and it's a key concern for not just the Reserve Bank, but for the US Federal Reserve and where it goes next and where our dollar trends next. Michael, it's the quality of the jobs, it's whether, in fact, you actually are saying with conviction, I've got more money in my back pocket than I did 6 months ago, and therefore I'll do something differently. I'll put that to work. I'll do the innovation piece that Malcolm Turnbull drums on about. I mean, if it was that...
And a lot of the new jobs...
We wouldn't have a double dissolution. We wouldn't be facing it.
And a lot of the new jobs that have been created, especially what we saw last month, they're all part-time jobs. The full-time jobs came off.
Well, this is it. So it's a services economy. You think the mining boom was, you know, great and we could repeat it with something close run on that measure. But the reality is we are in a global era of supply chains where, you know, the likes of Zara have stolen our clothes. And we're left wondering, well, how do you compete? Well, answer is you slash your price. That's the only one thing. You don't go in and hire new people and spray the cash. You're seeing your margins. You're seeing your profits come under pressure because bigger players offshore are doing it better, cheaper, smarter, faster.
Yeah. Now, moving on, Carsten, it was a pretty miserable end to the trade on Wall Street over this weekend. What do you reckon we'll see here when the market opens tomorrow, especially with this speculation that you have that there could be an interest rate cut? So certain stocks could be up, but the dollar is going to be stuffed.
Well, in a sense, that's the perverse good news to start the week off because the Reserve Bank wants further dollar weakness. It actually was down by about 1.4% across last week. Sitting right now just above 76 US cents, and the ASX futures are suggesting, as you said, a pretty damp squib start to the Monday session. So we'll get a weaker beginning at the very least. Remember as well, Michael, you had Chinese numbers over the weekend. That data run doesn't stop for a little bit of a break. That keeps being released. And those figures, well, certainly no boom in sight for the tiger economy. A bit of a cowed tiger.
Okay. All right, Carsten Scott, looking forward to your coverage on Sky News Business next Tuesday afternoon. I love your interest rate coverage. Thank you for your analysis tonight.
Have a good week, Michael. Talk to you soon.